Now the 1-2 delivery. Swung on, lifted in the air, deep left center. Long run for Thomas, still going back. This ball hits the top of the 19-foot wall. Into second with an RBI double as Gonzalez. Ramirez scores from second. He looked like he hit that off his front foot. That's how strong Oscar Gonzalez is.
Oh, there you go. I know Ahmed Rosario had the big hit yesterday, but I wanted to give some credit to Oscar Gonzalez back in the lineup. Good morning. We got Jim Rosenhaus joining us. It's brought to you by your Tuffy Auto Service Center and also your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco. How nice is it to see the big G there?
It's awesome, Bruce. He's been back a couple of days now, and I know they've been looking forward to getting him back in the lineup, and it definitely makes a difference. They were playing very well at the time of his injury, and they've kind of battled through since then. But he's another of these young players that the Guardians are really starting to get a read on, and he made an immediate impact yesterday for sure.
Yeah, the team seems to be getting younger as the season goes on, right? All these younger players coming up and contributing in whatever way they can.
Yeah, it's remarkable. And they already were, heading into the season. It was the fifth youngest roster in the last 30 years in Major League Baseball, and they just keep bringing up young guys. Will Benson.
Well, McKenzie had a birthday, so he got older, so he's moving our average up just a little bit with that, perhaps.
That's true. So, yeah.
Well, we got through the Arizona Diamondbacks. Nice win. A big crowd there yesterday, too. How about that? That was great to see that, I think.
Yeah, it's interesting. The midweek day games seem to do better than the night games during the week, which you would think would be the opposite. But I think especially in the summer, there's kids at camps and they come and just generally out of school, those last couple of weeks before school starts. So it's something fun to do for families to bring their kids down if they can get off of work. And why not take an afternoon off? So I think a lot of people take advantage of that.
Right. School's starting earlier and earlier, but getting the kids to the ballpark and getting them to be big Guardians fans. And, of course, now the Astros come to town for four games. This is really going to test our team, I think.
Yeah, no question. One of the best, if not the best, teams in the American League. I think you could say it seems like the Astros and Yankees are on a collision course to meet for the pennant in the postseason, but obviously a lot can happen between now and then. So, how do the Guardians match up? They played them down in Houston in May, and Houston took two out of three, but three pretty good ball games. And then, they come in here. I think in the past you really fear the lineup for Houston, and it's still really good. They have some great names like Altuve and others, but it's their pitching that is just dominant. Verlander's back, and he'll throw tonight, and he's having, it's crazy to say, after Tommy John surgery and in his upper 30s, he's maybe having the best year of his career. And he had an MVP season earlier in his career with the Tigers. And then they back it up with the rest of them, and they have the lowest team ERA in the American League. So that'll be the challenge this weekend. How do the Guardians score runs against a really good pitching staff?
Well, it's up to Zach. Please act tonight, right? We give them the ball and say, do it.
Yeah, just don't give up any runs.
That's messed absolutely with that. But four games. We're on one game back of the Twins. Trading deadline kind of came and went. We kind of sort of stand pat. Was there any anxiety over the last couple of days, or were we kind of thinking we sort of knew where this was going to head?
I don't think anxiety, but certainly at the trade deadline, players wonder if they'll have some new teammates or if they might be the one who's on the move, especially some veterans here. But, I think the general consensus was that they really like what's happening here. And they didn't want to go ahead and upset that because, they still feel they can make the postseason this year with the group they have. Would it have been nice to maybe add a reliever or something, that was a good fit? Sure. But they did not want to upset what's going on, not only for this year, but coming seasons when even more young players are coming that they're really, really high on. So they elected to stand pat, and what's encouraging, the players in that clubhouse were on board with that. Sometimes you have, especially veterans, like, come on, are we trying here? Are they going to add somebody? Why not? And there was none of that. They were really pleased with just standing pat and sticking with what's been good this season.
One of the guys I'm glad they held on to is Ahmad Rosario, because you saw a lot of chatter on social media thinking that he might be a guy to go. But he seems to do something positive almost every day for the team.
And that's fair to say. You know, I think as far back as spring training, he kind of wondered how long he would be here, because from two factors, he might have some value to another team, and it would open up a spot for one of these young infielders. They have a million of them. And we just saw another one yesterday in Tyler Freeman. But what's happened over time, and it's into his second season now at the ball club, he's really developed into a clubhouse leader because of the way he plays, and he's produced on the field extremely well. And I think his defense has been better than expected. He's really been a contributor at the plate. I mean, without him in that number two spot, it's a different lineup. So there's a lot to like there, and that was a big key, I think, hanging on to him and just kind of playing it out and see where it goes with him.
And he also curates one of the best beards, I think, on your team. Other than these guys just try scruffiness, but he's got something really good going there, I think.
Yeah, there's no scruffy. It's a legit quality beard that he's working in, and I think you should be proud of that.
I wanted to ask you, what was it like hanging out with Charles Nagy for that road trip just recently?
It was fun. One of the all-time nice guys in the game. I think anybody who's met him or come in contact with him over the years here would know that. And hopefully I'm sure it was very different for fans from what they're used to because he is so laid back. But hopefully you got a little bit of insight into the pitching game from Charlie over the course of the week and just some fun stuff. And it really was an enjoyable week to work with him.
Yep, I did too. A lot of little wisdom, little gems that he throws in every once in a while. And it's just good to hear him. It kind of reflects back on those great years with the Indians back at Progressive Field in those winning times. Jim, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk again next Thursday, hopefully after some good wins against the Astros.
You got it, Bruce. Thank you.
Thanks. Jim Rosenhaus joining us, talking Guardians baseball here on WEOL, brought to you by Tuffy Auto Service Center on Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst, and also your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Up next, we'll talk with Senator Sherrod Brown.